KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have some light fog and 34 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly cloudy today with fog burning off a little bit later this morning, then scattered light showers in a high around 50. Winds variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There is a dense fog advisory in effect for the southern two tiers of counties, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. And the dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. for visibilities of 1/4 mile or less at times. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance in front of you. Well, the Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber on Tuesday released the district's latest COVID-19 data. In his statement, Barber said, "We continue to see positive cases and quarantined individuals, yet we have not experienced a breakout in any of our buildings. Our absenteeism rate for students not quarantined is around 1% daily, which he says is really good." And he said, "We serve our quarantined students remotely, as each student has a device and internet is available to ensure they all have access. Our staff," he says, "continues to work hard at using the technology tools to enhance these experiences." He said also, "As a school district, we're fortunate to make it nearly 4 weeks before we were notified of a positive case requiring our nursing staff and Cass County to identify close contacts and quarantine those identified." Barber says, "Since then, we have had staff and students who have tested positive that required us to inform those affected that they must quarantine." He says, "I realize that quarantine presents a lot of difficulties for parents, students, and staff, and it is amazing to me how cooperative and understanding many have been when they receive a call from the school and or Cass County Public Health. Our data," he says, "show that this practice has been successful in preventing the spreading within the school." From day one, Barber said, "Also, we have gathered both school and county data to help us make decisions or modifications as we hold health and safety our top priority." He said, "Beginning on September the 24th, this Friday, the week following our first case, we've kept data in the number of positive cases in the district, as well as the number of students and staff quarantined." He said those data points have been recorded each week. At the same time, they help to help us make decisions. And you can see a data chart on that in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Superintendent Barber says, "As new information becomes available to us with regard to COVID-19, we revisit and reassess how we can enhance and mitigation strategies that we have in place to help overcome the negative consequences associated with COVID-19 and maintain a high level of safety and health while our students are in our care." Well, here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from the Iowa Coronavirus Dashboard. This was as of 6 a.m. today. We'll get another update for you at 10 o'clock. There are 941 more positive test results back from the lab since 10 a.m. Tuesday, for a total of 109,238, and 28 more Iowans have died from the virus, for a total of 1,576. The data show 910,542 tests have been completed to date, with 5,367 results coming back since Tuesday's report. Negative test results received since yesterday amount to 4,670, with 647 positive test results. The IDPH says 84,606 Iowans have recovered from the effects of COVID-19. 12% of individuals have tested positive, and the 14-day rolling average positivity rate is 9.5%. In the KJAN listening area, there are 23 more positive cases in Cass County, for a total of 340, 37 more positive cases in Pottawatomie County, 7 additional cases in Adair, Shelby, and Union counties, 6 more in Harrison County, and 5 more in Audubon County, 4 or less in each of Adams, Guthrie, Madison, Mills, Montgomery, and Page County, or Montgomery counties, that is. There is also an additional death in Guthrie County that's been attributed to COVID-19, for a total there of 15. Hospitalizations across the state continue to rise from 501 yesterday to 534 today. In western and southwest Iowa, there are 48 people with the virus in a hospital facility, compared to 41 yesterday. One more is in an ICU at 15. 9 persons were admitted, compared to 8 the previous day, and 1 person remains on a ventilator. And there are 4 more long-term care facility outbreaks across Iowa, for a total of 69. More than 1,700 patients and staff at those facilities have tested positive for COVID-19. A little over 700 have recovered, and long-term care facility deaths are up 784. That's 8 more than yesterday. Red Oak police report 2 men were arrested on separate charges Tuesday night at around 7:30 p.m. 50-year-old Kevin Watkins of Red Oak was arrested on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance second offense. He was being held on $2,000 bond. And just before 11 p.m., 42-year-old Matthew Eichelberger of Elliott was arrested following a traffic stop in Red Oak. He was charged with driving under suspension, bond set at little more than $566. In the funeral announcements, Joyce Kinzer, age 88, of Lenox and formerly of Corning, died Saturday. Graveside Graveside services for Joyce Kinzer will be today at 10 o'clock at the Victoria Cemetery south of Messina. Social distancing will be practiced and face masks are recommended. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning is in charge of the arrangements. Eldon Dawson, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Eldon Dawson will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Donna Eslick, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Donna Eslick will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kareen Eads, age 81, of Adair, died October 9th in Anita. Memorial services for Kareen Eads will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Terry Doherty, age 66, of Messina, died Saturday in Messina. Funeral services for Terry Doherty will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Gary Parkhurst, age 75, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A family-led graveside service for Gary Parkhurst will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. Gary Reed, age 83, of Stewart, died October 12th. A celebration of life for Gary Reed will be Friday at 10:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Emily Wagner, age 99, of Orient, died Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Graveside services for Emily Wagner will be Friday at 11:30 in the Orient Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Ethel Hanley, age 96, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Adair County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Ethel Hanley will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Mark Tecumseh Clayson, age 20, of Oakland, died on October 8th. A memorial visitation for Mark Clayson will be held Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. J. Kelly Patrick O'Brien, age 62, who's formerly of Atlantic, died September the 14th, that is, in Fort Dodge. A public celebration of life, honoring the life of J. Kelly Patrick O'Brien, will be held Saturday from 4 until 8 p.m. at Iron Specialties in Atlantic. And Gunderson Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Fort Dodge has the arrangements. Gary Wilson, age 67, of Manning and formerly of Griswold, died July 9th. Graveside services for Gary Wilson will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Reconvene Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Robert John Heimerman, age 85, of Harlan, died Tuesday. No services or visitation are planned for Robert Heimerman. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.